Why does the media broadcast pain but censure pleasure? Abraham, I also noticed that in our culture, it seems perfectly appropriate for television and movies to depict the maiming of people and destruction and gore, anything horrible as far as destroying the human body, while it seems inappropriate to show human sexuality and pleasure. I've never understood why our culture has come to a place where it can stand seeing hate and anger and pain, but doesn't want to see pleasure.
It is not a matter of their wanting to see hate, anger, and pain, and not wanting to see pleasure. In fact, the opposite of that is true. People really do want to feel good, and they want to see things that are successful and beautiful and pleasurable. Many people are attracting to themselves unwanted things by virtue of their attention to those unwanted things. A misunderstanding of the laws of the universe is at the heart of this conversation, as the people of your society wage wars against the things they do not want. War against terror, war against AIDS, war against teenage pregnancy, war against violence, war against cancer, and every one of those things is getting bigger because attention to unwanted creates more unwanted. Your movie makers, whether they understand the law of attraction or not, understand that people do gravitate more toward viewing unwanted things than wanted. And we submit that the reason that that is true is because there are strong, active vibrations in most people about what they do not want. If you were to engage the average person in conversation about what is going on with his life, you would find him much more articulate in expressing the things that are not working well, things that are unjust, and things that need to be changed, than he would be able to express the beauty of his life and world. Also, once you have decided that the world is leaning toward anger and hate, you are no longer a vibrational match to the beauty of the world, and the world, as you attract, then leans in the direction of your belief. Anyone who begins to make lists of the positive aspects of the world around them will train their vibration and therefore their own point of attraction to more of that. Meanwhile, the people who make movies will continue to make the movies that people are attracting from them. We would like to help you remember that if you are waiting around for your society to get straightened out before you have a happy life experience, you will have a very long wait. If you're waiting for anybody else in your experience to get straightened out before you have a happy experience, you will have a very long wait. You are not here to discover that which is perfect. You are here to create or attract that which is perfect. As the contrast of your life, and even of what you are calling unpleasant movies, helps you know what you do not want, you also understand more clearly what you do want. Focus upon what you do want. Become a vibrational match to what you do want. Train your point of attraction to what you do want, and watch your personal world become that.